ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation, an addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. Inshallah, this is the tafsir class, a continuation, and the last class for surah number 87, Surah Al-A'la, the Most High. Inshallah, this is our third class in this surah, and this is the final class, inshallah, related to this surah. And last week, alhamdulillah, we had covered up to verse number 11. And inshallah, before we start the tafsir, we're going to go ahead and read the surah first. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي أصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. Allah the Almighty is saying what the meaning is. Glorify the name of your Lord, the Most High, who has created everything and then proportioned, and who has measured and then guided, and who brings out the best show and then makes it dark stubble. We shall make you to recite, so you shall not forget except what Allah may will. He knows what is apparent and what is hidden, and we shall make easy for you the easy way. Therefore remind in case the reminder profits. The reminder will be received by him who fears, but it will be avoided by the richer, who will enter the great fire. There he will neither die nor live. Indeed, whosoever profiles himself shall achieve success. And remember the name of his Lord and praise. Nay, you prefer the life of this world, although the hereafter is better and more lasting. Verily, this in the former scripture, the scriptures of Abraham and Moses. The last verse we discuss, that the person who will avoid the reminder, the advice, the da'wah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call him al-ashqa, the most unfortunate and the most miserable one. That means a person who is not Muslim, regardless how much wealth, how much degree, how much ranks he got in this life, and he doesn't adhere to Al-Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call him al-ashqa. Okay? Even if it seemed to us that he's comfortable. Okay? Happiness is doesn't done by money, neither by wealth or property or degree. Because the happiness is a state of mind or a state of heart. And the one who has the control over the hearts is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can place in your heart satisfaction and make you content even if you have nothing or little bit. And person can have almost everything of this life, but he doesn't have Islam, he doesn't have the Iman, he is not adhering to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this person is al-ashqa, he is the most misfortunate person, regardless. Why? Because Allah didn't place the happiness in his or her heart. So a human being, as individual or family or community or society, a human being minus Islam, he is what? Al-Ashq. This is it. You see? And believe it or not, regardless whatever, they're going to be Al-Ashq. But the Shaqa is not only in this life, the Ashqa also will be here and in the hereafter. And the worst, when you go to the Day of Judgment, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الَّذِي يَصْلَى النَّارَ الْكُبْرَى, the one who will be burned. الَّذِي, الَّذِي means who. يَصْلَى will be burned, or will burn. النار, the fire. الكبرى, the greatest. Okay, so there is a two nar, one is small and one bigger, or one great and one greatest. So this personal ashqa will be burned where? In the greatest fire. What is the small fire? Is the fire of our life, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it as a ni'mah or facilities for us. Otherwise, how are you going to be warming yourself? How are you going to be cooking your food? You see? And all these energies and things that we utilize the fire in. It is a blessing, okay? Because how, imagine your life without fire. You could not heat the water. You could not warm your house. You could not cook your food. What, you're going to eat the meat raw? So we need fire, okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it for the use. As a result of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reduce its heat, that will be able to deal with it. Okay? As we're going to explain later on, that the difference, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it in hadith, that this nar of this dunya is one of 70 parts of the fire of the hereafter. Okay? So the fire, Jahannam, is much greater than the fire we're using in this dunya 69 times. And you know, if you put a human being in this fire, it can finish him, okay? Totally. So even this fire, it can be sufficient to finish a human being. So can you imagine that a fire that is more stronger, more severe than this fire that we use in nowadays, 69 times. But is not this only that he will burn there, that the problem comes to be explained in the next verse, is more serious. It's saying, ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا. That means when he'll be burning there, he's not going to die, neither he's going to live. Okay? Summa means then. La, no. Yamut means to die, or will die. فيها, in it. في and ها, the pronoun been added to في. في ها, in it. و and لا, nor, no. يحيى, to live. So what this means? It's saying that this is Ashqa, who had avoided the da'wah, the invitation of Islam, he became Ashqa. Wa alaykum salam. Okay? So he will be thrown and will be burned in hellfire. And in hellfire, he will enter the greatest fire. There he will neither die nor live. So what is the state of not being life or dead? We don't know about the state that you are living or you are dead. But there is a life, a decent life, and there is a life that you would rather to die. As example, if you imagine that you are in a state of so serious sickness, we ask Allah's protection, or in slavery as example, okay, you are in a state of slavery or occupation, and that you're those people who over you do things to you, you understand worse than what to do to dog, humiliating you, but all kind of things. In a case like this, you be wishing that you will die. Okay? So you feel that death here will be much honorable to you and resting, at least for the body. Okay? That you are not going to be going through this kind of torture and punishment and, okay? So you would rather to die. So the person who will enter his fire, especially the kafir, who had refused and rejected the reminder, the message of the messenger, he is going to be there burning. He is not going to be living a decent life which he will be comfortable, neither he will live, neither he will die to rest from the punishment. So will be ingoing what? Punishment. Because it's not going to be death there in hellfire for the disbelievers. So you're going to, as Allah is saying, كلما نضجت جلودهم بدلناهم جلودا غيرها ليذوقوا العذاب. That every time their skin cooked and burned and melted, we shall rebuild them again, give them a new skin so they can taste the severe punishment of hellfire. And this is something very serious. And this here, in this verse, there is a miraculous issue that we, if we focus about it, why this verse talking about their skin is not talking about their flesh or their bones, but you don't have any, but 1400 years ago nobody know about any. The sensation and the feeling and all the things is not any place except in your skin. This is recently been discovered. Okay? But if this Quran made by Muhammad, who was in that time know about anything like this, to use the word skin instead of flesh or bones? You understand? Because this shows you that every word in the Quran has been selected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only talking. Okay, would you please turn this hand off? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only talking, saying any words. You found each word and each letter in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it for a reason and there's a wisdom behind it. And you can see for anybody who doubts in the Quran or the validity of the Islam, or what you need to look to a verse like this. Allah says, every time their skin is melted, we're going to rebuild their skin again. Why Allah used the term skin, not anything else? You see? So, those people are going to be in continuous punishment. Why? Because يتجنبها. They avoided, they turned their back to the da'wah. They did not accept it, Islam. Islam was there for them. The messenger was there for them. The books remain after all the things the da'wah had reached to their doors, to their houses. But they rejected. Okay? So this is going to be their punishment, that لا يموت فيها ولا يحيى. قال أفلح من تزكى. The same time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about those who had avoided the reminder and the admonishment or the admonition. Is this proper thing, the word admonition? Is admonition is something like bullets and things? Ammunition. Yes. Okay. Admonition. So Allah is saying, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. Indeed, verily, فَلَح. Like you say, حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَح. Come to success. Allah says, indeed, successful is the one who is what? تَزَكَّى. Have تَزْكِيَة. Have purification of his soul. And the first step towards purification, before wudu, before istinja, before ghusl, is the purification of the soul. And the first type of purification for the soul is what? Is to provide from associated person beside Allah. Because it doesn't make sense that you say, okay, I'm not jealous anymore, I'm not, you understand, have any hatred in my heart anymore about anybody, but you still, you understand, believing in idols and sonship of God and deities and partnership. The most important purification for the soul and the heart is removing the taghut and believing in Allah. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. Taghut, anything that transgresses the limits. The shaitan is taghut. Yes, tagha. Anything that is worshipped, okay, instead of Allah, and this thing or this person is satisfied that he is worshipped. Okay? So this became taghut. So you need to disbelieve in all kind of taghut, any kind of gods other than Allah or deities other than Allah, and believe in Allah. Deny and renounce all ideology and only accepting Islam. Okay? So the tazkiyah will give you the falah, give you the success. And if Allah says you are successful, so the success, it doesn't come without Islam, doesn't come without purification. And Islam came to purify you, and start with purification of the heart. And this is the reason you say La ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. So you wash your heart, you clean your heart, you take all deities, all gods, all things that you invoke other than Allah out, and you affirming and confirming only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So qad means indeed. Aflaha shall achieve success. Aflaha is a verb in the past tense, succeeded. Man, whosoever, tazakka, purify himself. And وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. Part of this falah comes the action here, remembrance of Allah, performing the prayer. Wa means and. This is verse number 15. Okay. وَذَكَرَ means to remember, from the ذِكْرَ and تَذْكِيرُ عَلَيْكِ السَّلَامُ. وَذَكَرَ and remember اسْمَ, the name, اسْم, name, Rabbi. Rab means Lord, and the ha comes in the end, the pronoun his. His Lord. And he remembered the name of his Lord. Fasalla, and the praise. So it says, indeed, whosoever purifies himself shall achieve success. And remember the name of his Lord and praise. Listen, Salah, Salah, make Salah. Okay. Fa Salah, then. Fa, you did this, and then this. So as a result of remembrance Allah, and then make a salah. Okay? Let's go a little bit to Tafsir Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen and read some of what he said about these verses. سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى وَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا الْأَشْقَى. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullah alayhi say, people towards the zikra, towards the reminder and the message of the messenger, are two categories. The first category, who fears Allah. And this comes as a result of the knowledge concerning Allah, the mighty of Allah. This kind of person, when you remind him about Allah, when you advise him, he will listen, he will adhere. This will become beneficial for him. Okay? The second category, يتجنبها الأشقى. That they will avoid the zikra, the reminder, the teaching, the advice, the correction. They are not going to benefit from it. الأشقى comes from the شقاء, which is the opposite of happiness. Allah talk in Surah Hud about the الَّذِينَ شَقَوْا فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ شَقَوْا فَفِي النَّارِ. As for the misfortune ones, they are in hellfire. Allah also said in Surah Hud, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سُعِدُوا فَفِي الْجَنَّةِ. As for the happy and the lucky ones, they are in Jannah. So Al-Ashqa is a person who been described with misfortune or miserable life. He will avoid and turn his back to the zikra. And the worst kind of shaqa and misfortune is to be a kafir. Okay? Because the shaqa can be categories. Okay? Because any kind of sin, disobedience to Allah, is a form of misfortune. Or disobedience to Allah, a distance from Allah. But the worst kind, and say Al-Ashqa, because there is a Shaqi and Ashqa. There is bad and worse. Okay? So Al-Ashqa is a form that gives you a higher. Like you say big and bigger in English. Okay? Or good and excellent. So there is Shaqi and Ashqa. Okay? Yeah. You say Jameel and Ajmal, or Saeed and Asad, something like this. So Shaqi and Ashqa. So will be the worst. And the worst kind of Shaqa is to be the Kufr. To be in a state of denial or rejection of Allah's command. As a result of this, you remind the kafir, he doesn't benefit with the reminder. Allah said, الَّذِي يَصْلَى النَّارَ الْقُبْرَى ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى. The one who will be burned, he in hellfire, and Allah described it by saying, الْقُبْرَى. Because the greatest fire is the nar of Jahannam. That because the smaller fire is the fire that we use in this life. It came in narration from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the collection of Imam Muslim, ان نار الدنيا جزء من 70 جزءا من نار الاخره. Indeed, the fire of this life is one portion out of the 70 of the fire in the hereafter. Okay? So the heat that we can imagine in an oven or in burner or whatever it is that we can feel it in this life is nothing except one portion out of 70. Whatever it is, heat that you can imagine, that in this dunya. Exactly. So the worst is that you can see, whatever you know as a fire. Can you imagine? Why even you can think about this? If this fire is capable to burn us, to finish us, so can you imagine if it's double? Okay, so we're talking about air fire is no way, you understand, you can even imagine it. Okay, so the hereafter fire is much stronger than this fire that we experience in this dunya 69 times. Now the Sheikh, listen, the Sheikh is saying, what we mean by the fire in this dunya, that means if you collect all the fire of this dunya, not of a nuclear bomb or about the oven, if you can put all of it together, now this, the whole thing together, would be one out of 70 portion. Do you use the stars? We don't know, talking about, I know, but we're talking about the things that we are experienced to use in this dunya. We shouldn't even go in this, you understand, because like I said, one portion is sufficient to finish us. You see, even in the stove, if you have a fire in your house, this you can see how much a person can make damage. So we could not even imagine, you understand, being in hellfire for, not even being in hellfire, you understand? Getting closer, walking by, not inside. This is sufficient, you see? We ask Allah to protect us. He says the worst is that we can imagine of this fire. This is one portion of 70 of the hereafter. As a result of this, Allah described it by Al-Kubra, the greatest. And when this kafir enter it, he's not going to die, neither he's going to live. And the meaning is, he's not going to die, so he'll be rested. Neither he will live a happy life. So in actuality, the continuing being life in hellfire, but they in punishment. As Allah said in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 56, كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا. Every time their skin has been melted, gone away, we shall rebuild it again. And this is the meaning of لا يموت فيها ولا يحيى. It's a continuous punishment. And how that the kafir will wish to die, but he's never going to have this hope fulfilled. This is what Allah is saying, لا يموت فيها ولا يحيى. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. It's taken from the word الفلاح, And al-falah is a comprehensive term, which means to be a winner, to be safe, to be successful, to be able to get all good things, to be able to avoid all kind of evil. Okay? So the kalmi aflaha, which is falah, success, he said this is a comprehensive term which cover many things. Okay? And man tazakka comes from tazkir, which is purification, tahara. As a result of this, the zakah been named zakah. That because the zakah purify you from all bad and evil character and behavior. As example, being miser. So the zakah will purify you from being greedy, miser, selfish. Okay? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. O Muhammad, take from their property a charity to become a means of tahara, purification, and elevation for them. Okay? Even tazakka, so the word tazakka means purify. And this will become purification for the outside and the inside. Will be purification from shirk. Be purification of the inside. Removing the filth of jahiliyyah. Not to associate partner beside Allah. Whatever good deeds that you don't need sincerely. For the pleasure of Allah, not for showing off, not hoping position or anything like this, but you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping the reward from Allah and the hereafter. And also tazkiyah by following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, following the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not to invent in the sharia, not to make your own way how to worship Allah, not little or a lot. This is part of tazkiyah, purification from innovation. You will follow the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, i.e. he became your imam, you became his follower. This is the way of the people of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the people of the Salaf, those the people who believe in Allah, his attributes, his names, and what he described himself in his book, how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam qualify him in the hadith. This is the way of the people who doesn't invent in the ibadah of Allah, not by saying, not by action. Their attitude is to follow the sharia, different from the people of bid'ah. They're making bid'ah in their zikr and the way how they do it, all these things, like the Sufi people. Also the tazkiyah is the way how you deal with the people, good manner, good heart, no jealous, no envy. You love for your Muslim brothers what you love for yourself. So all this comes under the term tazkiyah, profile yourself. Successful is the one who profile himself with his Lord, with his Prophet, between him and the people. Purification in the outside and the outside. Purification from the shirk. Purification from the doubt. Purification from hypocrisy, from animosity towards the Muslims. Purification from everything that you're supposed to purify yourself from. Purification for your tongue, your limbs, from animosity towards the Muslims and those people who worship in Allah. Not to slander them, not to backbite them, not to curse them, not to transgress against anyone by beating them or stealing their property, anything like this. So the word tazkiyah is a comprehensive term which covers all kind of purification and cleanliness from the outside and the inside. So the tazkiyah has three branches, one between you and Allah, and one between you and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one between you and the Muslims in general. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحبوا أفلا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم أفشوا السلام بينكم. Let me tell you, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, you are not going to enter Jannah unless you believe, and you are not going to believe until you love one another. Should I inform you about something? When you do it, you will love one another. Spread the greeting of Assalamu Alaikum among yourself. And also the Prophet ﷺ said, give the greeting of Assalam to those who you know and you don't know, not only the people that you understand, that only you know from your country or talking the same language like this. No, any Muslim, you give him the salam. The statement of Allah, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّ, i.e. he remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his tongue. By saying Subhanallah or Alhamdulillah or Allahu Akbar, so to mention the name of Allah, i.e. remembering Allah, but you saying his name, you worshiping him through uttering his name, and comes under this, under zikr, is to say Bismillah before your wudu. When you finish your wudu, you say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Allahumma aj'alni min at-tawabin wa aj'alni min al-mutatahirin. I testify that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. I testify that Muhammad is his messenger and his slave. O Allah, make me among those who repent and those who profile themselves. This from Zikrullah. Also from Zikrullah is Khutbatul Jum'ah. Khutbatul Jum'ah, as Allah said, oh you believe, if the adhan been called for Jum'ah, so hasten towards the remembrance of Allah and leave all kind of occupation. Some of the scholars, they said وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ, i.e. the khatib giving the khutbah in the day of Jum'ah, فَصَلَّ, and after this he makes Salatul Jum'ah. This verse includes all the salawah, all the five time prayers, because before the prayers there is a zikrullah. There is no salah except there is zikr before it. That because you make wudu before the salah and you say Bismillah before you make wudu, okay, as example, you make the adhan, you make the ikama. See, all the things come as a zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the salah itself, it is a zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the person remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will benefit him, remind him about Allah. As a result of this, he will go ahead and make salah. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the next verses, which is saying verse number 16, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. بَلْ, نَي, تُؤْثِرُونَ, from إِثَار, to prefer, تؤثرون has waw and noon, that mean a group of people doing the action? Nay, but you prefer al-hayah al-dunya, al-hayah the life, al-dunya the worldly life. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Nay, you prefer the life of this world, although the hereafter is better and more lasting. وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ. Al-akhirah, the last. Khair, better. Abqa, lasting. Al-akhirah, the last and the final life or worry. You have two life, one is temporary and one forever. One is al-hayat al-dunya and one is which is in al-akhirah, in the last or the latter. And al-akhirah because there is no life after it. Okay? So what is the problem here? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here about in these two verses? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that there is a problem here. What is the problem? The problem that you occupying yourself so much that this dunya is beguiling you, is tempting you, although that you know that the tazkiyah and the falah is in the remembrance of Allah, and that the remembrance of the Allah and the Salah, and you know that the falah in the tazkiyah, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَ. Okay? And you know that سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى. And you know that بَنْ يَتَجَنَّبُهَا الْأَشْقَى. You know about the reward, you know the difference, and you know the reward and you know the punishment. Okay? But the problem is that you preferring the worldly life. Because a person being created with this state of hissing or jumping always to what is there in front of him. You see? What is faster? What is brazen? He doesn't have the patience to think about what is coming. So there is something you can put your hand on it right away now, okay, and there is something which will come later. So this is the problem, the part of your nature as a human being, you preferring what is in your front of your eyes, what is temporary, what is easy, what is there under your hand right away. This part of our nature does not mean that we could not work on it, but we've been created in a fashion who love these things, and we can go about after it, and we can go to the extreme in it. Okay? This group of people, who is this addressing? This in general. And comes now the difference between the Muslim and the non-Muslim. Okay? If you inclined towards the material thing to such a degree that takes you away from the remembrance of Allah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. Oh, you believe, don't let your property and your children beguiles you from the remembrance of Allah, and whosoever do so, indeed they are the losers. So there is difference between having the dunya in your hand and having the dunya in your heart. If you get the dunya in your heart, now it owns you. If you get the dunya in your hand, now you own it. Because if in your heart now the love, now it controls you. And the priority became serving the dunya. If the dunya is in your hand, you use it only as a means. Okay? Only as a means, but you are not in love with it. So when it comes the time of Allah, the time for the community, the time for the mosque, the time for the family, you've given everyone his right. So you're using it. It's in your hand. Okay? But if it comes in your heart, it's controlling you to such a degree. Why you don't think that some Muslims, they're Muslims, but they are not coming to Jummah. They are not even coming to Jummah. They're combining their prayer, selling haram stuff. Why? Because now the dunya became in their heart, not in their hands. Some people, they have the dunya, but in their hands. They're using it to get more closer to Allah, to spread Islam, to help the Muslims. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the reality is that you love the things which is closer to you, okay, which is the dunya. The Jannah is a distance from us. We are not going to see it, we are not going to enjoy it until we die. So what is closer to me here is what is the here is the life, the worldly life. So it's more tempting. The other one need more belief and certainty. Okay? And we understand that this dunya is not perfect, it's not complete. Because regardless how much you own from it, how much you stay in it, you're going to die. You're going to leave it, you see? So, and how much you became pretty is going to come like a flower. You see, the flower comes in a certain season, certain time, becomes so bright, so beautiful. But after this, the leaves, or not the leaves, petals start falling. You see? These roses, you see how beautiful, how the red color is so strong, but it doesn't stay like this. It doesn't stay. It's only for a while. And all this beautiful beauty color or whatever keeps start dropping one by one. As a result of this, we see even the reality that happiness of this life doesn't stay forever. And sometimes you have one day you are happy, and one day you sad. 2 days like this, 3 days like this. One day happy, a whole week miserable. You see, it doesn't stay. The Shaykh, may Allah shower his soul with his mercy, say, reflect in your dunya, reflect in your own personal life, that you found that you did not, no day goes without some kind of disturbance, and that happiness doesn't stay forever, and the resting, it doesn't remain for too long. Always hardship, difficulty, annoyment, disturbance. So the dunya is according its name. That means the lower. That is not something perfect, it's not complete, something they need. Okay? But al-akhirah khayrun wa abqa, the hereafter, which is the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there, the Jannah, is better because the enjoyment, the pleasure is no disturbing in it. No anything will be disturbing. No headache, no illness, no stomach ache. You understand? Not I didn't pay the rent or I have to. If you've been blessed with Jannah, will be happiness, totally happiness, no sadness. No somebody sick, nobody have to go to the hospital, no you understand bills is not been paid, no I receive bad phone call, nothing. Okay? Afqa remains, something that which remains lasting. Okay? Yes. Yes. As Allah said in Surah Al-Hijj, لا يمسهم فيها نصب وما هم منها بمخرجين. No fatigue will touch the people of Jannah, neither they will be driven out of it. And also afqa, lasting. Because this dunya, it remains for a while, and after this it goes, or you leave it and go. But the akhirah will be forever. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى صُحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى. إِنَّ verily. هَذَا this. لَفِي إِن صُحُف scriptures. As-suhuf, the scriptures. Al-Ula, the former. Suhuf, the scriptures. Ibrahim, the Prophet Ibrahim. Wa and Musa, the Prophet Moses. I.e. verily this in the former scriptures, the scriptures of Ibrahim and Musa. What been mentioned concerning a human being prefer the temporary life upon the hereafter, and he forgets the hereafter, and what's been mentioned from admonishment in this surah, or the meaning of this surah, the whole surah, is some of the admonishment and some of the revelation which came in the former scriptures, the scriptures of Ibrahim and Musa. Okay? Not in too much, except what Allah is telling you, that some of what been revealed before, okay, that some of the wisdom words that was in the suhuf Ibrahim and Musa, وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Indeed, the hereafter much better and more lasting. So this is some of it. Or that the whole surah, the whole word, the whole meaning that was there about the tazkirah and about who adhere to the message will be the one who purify his soul, and the one who ignore it, he will be the most fortunate, misfortune person. Okay, so that means the whole surah, or some of this admonishment and some of this wisdom that in this surah, is similar to what been in the former books that been revealed. Okay, ودونت هاف صحف ابراهيم ودونت هاف صحف موسى. But Allah telling us إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى. What has been mentioned to you here, okay, from this surah, is this like as example قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربي فصلى. Indeed, success for the one who purify himself. Okay, so some of these wisdoms that we hear, okay, are from the things that was in the previous revelation, the revelation of the Prophet Ibrahim and the Prophet Musa alayhim as-salam. With this, inshallah, we come to a conclusion to the last part of Surah Al-A'la, the Most High, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah number 87. And alhamdulillah, we came on the right time for Maghrib. And inshallah, we're going to recite the surah one time before we close, and we'll be starting a new chapter next week, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى عليهما الصلاة والسلام. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك.